I think you're going to enjoy the fellas who are about to play here. You'll get to meet them all in just a moment. Here's Devin Moses and The Saved. Devin Moses and The Saved. Good morning and welcome. Tell me a bit about yourself, Devin.
Sure, absolutely. So I started playing live in Lawrenceville back in about late 2014 with me just doing acoustic gig. And then, you know, everywhere I go, I kind of run for mayor, so I can't help but build a band. So, you know, I started The Saved in late 14, and when we put out a couple albums, put out Hit to Hurt in 15, and put out a little EP last year, Got Some Love, made a couple music videos. But yeah, just been working local, man, having myself a good old time, can't complain.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from a place called Springdale.
Springdale,
So it's just right up the river a little bit.
I was going to say, in the Allegheny Valley.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Let's see, if you go to Springdale, it's Springdale school, right?
Yeah, Springdale High School. Yeah, single A, like 115 kids graduated from that class. Yeah, out there, like all the schools are still like pretty small. It's weird how that is.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah, I can't complain. You get to do everything, right? You can play some ball, be in a musical, you know, be in the art class. You know, there's not a lot of competition.
Right? Yeah, that's true. You got to do everything all at once.
Yeah, you just have to. Yeah, they're just like, we just need you to do it, Devin. Can you just be in the musical?
What was the song you just opened up with?
We wrote this. I wrote this one probably like a month or so ago. These cats aren't in the Save particularly, but it just works. You know, we call it Save. But I've another 6-person group called the Save. But these cats are, a lot of them are just mercenaries that are buddies of mine. And I've been on a little acoustic solo kind of thing in the last couple months, just because I've been with the Saved, and it's like a 6-person band, 7-piece band. So I've just kind of been enjoying the more acoustic end, at least the last couple months. So this is probably stuff that will most likely go either on a Saved or just, you know, just a little side solo EP. But it's called Help, Baby. But I just want I've been listening to soul for the last I've been listening to soul for the past couple months. So all I've been doing is just writing groovy stuff, you know.
And these guys, you like an ad in the Penny Saver or Sheet, and they just
or
show up.
Or his imaginary friends.
Dave's in a band called D.O.B. He used to be in another band called Big Gypsy. Sam's in the Knox Boys, and he's also in another local band called
Sam. Recognize Sam from the Knox Boys. Yeah, right. You guys have been here.
Yeah, and Sam lives with me in our
Sam
house.
Sam was 11 when he was here last.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just...
That's why you know his parents, right?
No,
it's
I don't.
It's a small world, yeah.
That was like a year ago.
No.
Jordan helps out in a band called Evan Isaac as well, and he helps me out as well.
No, the Knox Boys have been doing great.
Yeah.
And Jordan's been playing bass, the aforementioned Knox Boy, on Cajon, and Dave's playing other percussion today. And you guys sound great together. What do you want to do next? We'll talk a little bit more after your next song.
Yeah, sure. We'll sing the little Send My Heart to Pittsburgh song.
Yeah.
All right.
My shit.
I've tracked when I was out to sea, drowning in apathy, send my heart to Pittsburgh, mama, keep it there. Had my share.
Devin Moses and Friends, and Friends, or we called Devin Moses and the Safe instead of Saved.
The Safe, yeah.
Like the present tense.
Yeah, my cousin Cody Walters of Deutschland Music Festival, we're doing a gig for him on June 9th for a little Deutschland benefit. What was that, Market Square or something like that? He called it Devin Moses and his imaginary friends. He likes to bust my chops.
We're all fake. Fake is the news.
I was going to say, I don't see anybody.
That's exactly the way I like it.
Actually, you kind of fade into the back. You're the same color as our walls. Your shirt, you're kind of fading in.
Dave's sneaky. He's got some camouflage.
Yeah.
He's a chameleon.
I shouldn't say you're the same color as our walls. That would make you greenish and faced. It would not be.
Like the pilot in Castaway.
It would not be a good thing. So what was it like growing up for you? Did you have a lot of music in your household? I thought I overheard you mentioning your mom as you guys were setting up.
Yeah. So my mom was very spiritual, so I had to sneak in the secular music, you know. So, you know, I'd have my friends burn CDs. That was just in the beginning, right? You know, like, so some of my friends
would
burn CDs.
She did monitor what you were listening to?
Yeah, I had to watch out, man. It was like North Korea. So you had to watch out. You know, you didn't want that devil music in the house. You know,
Address all letters to Devin Moses. No.
Yeah. My mom's going to be so mad at me. She's like, what did you say? No, just when you're a kid, you know. But, yeah, according to my mom, I was singing before I could talk, you know. But, you know, that had to take a little break because I had to go to college. So my mom was like, hey, if you boys want to go to college, better get a scholarship. So I played ball through college and all that nonsense. But, yeah, man, I picked music right back up around 2012. But
where did you go to school?
The first school I went was West Point. Didn't really like it. Then I left there and went down to the wonderful County U of PA when I finished my degrees down there. But, yeah, I think I was a good time Charlie at West Point, so I'd get a little discipline. So that's where I picked up acoustic guitar, you know, a little restriction fatigue tours. But before that, I was playing out in Natrona Heights and when I was a kid out in those three-car garages and those punk rock shows, you know, back out in Natrona Heights and all that stuff.
So
like
you
that.
Played football?
Yeah, I played football at Springdale, yeah. And then I played football at West Point.
Now, is West Point, you're a plebe?
It's very, nice, powerful knowledge. Yeah, a little Roman knowledge, right? Because you're a plebeian. You're a plebe as a freshman, which is the lowest sector of the populace, right?
Right. And I was just reading that I guess at the end of the year, the plebes have to climb up a greased monument. Put a hat on the. Maybe you didn't make it that far.
I think it depends on the. I think that's a sect. So like, there's different groups of, you know, at West Point, right? Split up in divisions and stuff like that. So I was part of the C4 Cowboys. So they had a little bit different traditions than let's say other parts or
that
groups of West Point. Yeah. So they're all Brit up. You know, split up by little military.
But
units,
I guess
right?
there's this monument that had a ball cap up at the top and. You needed to get to the top of it somehow, and it was covered with lard and butter and grease.
They do that with the flagpoles as well up there.
Yeah.
Where so they have that, and then they also have a code. They love, you know, all the hierarchy levels. They love that stuff. But they have one where, like, if the base is ever taken over, someone has to climb up to the very top of the flagpole and open up the bronze globe that's on top of the flagpole, and there's a box of matches in there, and apparently you're supposed to light the flag on fire. Which
interesting.
Is going to be very hard to
that
do.
That would seem to be the exact wrong thing to
do. Yeah, right? You'll never let them take the flag and you're supposed to burn it.
Makes sense. Did you see Jordan got this really strange look on his face when you said when the base is taken over? He looked.
When the base is taken over.
That's
funny.
So do you remember the first time you heard music other than what your mom wanted you to listen to, or how that came to
you? When I was five, which was about 1992, 93, probably 93.
You don't know.
Well, it's a long time ago, Dave. I found a Smashing Pumpkins hat.
Ah, nice.
Ah, yes. Little heart with an SP. And I didn't know what it was, but it felt deviant, and I liked it. I could feel the fuzz pedal through the hat. And I started on Billy Corgan stuff, you know, started on Smashing Pumpkins. And then I just went off from there. But a lot of my influence, man, is still like that rhythm, gospel, you know, stuff like that at the core. You know, most of this earlier stuff that I wrote was like folk rock, indie folk, stuff like that. But the older I get, the more I just really fall in love with the groove, you know. Because if you have it that way, then you're already cheating. By the time you add lyrics, that's just a cherry on top, you know what I mean?
This is Devin Moses and The Saved. Dave was kind of laughing at you having to compute your age, but that happens after a while.
That does happen. I feel like it's... I could throw out some excuses, but, you know, my mom's going to be
with this. Don't bother.
You just got to... It's easier to remember what year you were born in.
Yeah. 88. Have mercy. Yeah,
math is harder.
Math is very difficult.
Devin Moses and The Saved is here. After you play your next song, we'll talk a little bit about where you're playing out and also some of your recordings. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do another new one I wrote. It's called Have Mercy.
By the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. And incidentally, if you're tuned in to hear Jim Rogers today on WIUP, he's off this week. He'll be back next week. We're happy to be extended. This is every week we have live music from adults between 11 and noon, and music or readings or conversations with youth between 10 and 11 Eastern. So thanks for being with us. Here again, Devin Moses and his invisible friends.
You want from me, so I can take you there and back, no strings attached, but you ain't gonna ride for free, cause I want your heart right in my hands. Let me feel you if I'm quick, girl, just you wait, we go into the promised land, sweet Jesus, he will understand. Sit for a little fun with the son of a gun, and not for one black door man, have mercy. Sit for a little fun with the son of a
Devin Moses, and great song. You've got a couple recordings out. You mentioned the CD and an EP. How can folks get those?
Sure. You just Google Devin Moses and The Save. You can find some stuff. We got some music videos out. Sound Scene Express gave us some love for Best Rock Music Video last year, so that's always nice. For Sun Is Out, that we'll play in a little bit. So it's nice. It's a cool music video, too. It's a prototypical Pittsburgh party. You know, it's out in, where's that, Bloomfield? Yeah, it's out in Bloomfield. House right next to Howler's. I don't know if you cats are familiar with Howler's, but we love
sure.
that place.
Prototypical Pittsburgh party. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's poetry.
A lot of peas.
It's pure poetry, yeah. It's absolutely.
Yeah, but we got it on Spotify, man, iTunes, Amazon. You know, you can check us out. We're all there. Devin Moses in The Saved.
All those places. You're getting a lot of nice comments from people, which
nice,
is good. Folks
nice.
Are enjoying
nice.
Hearing you this morning, and you sound great. Are you going to be playing out anywhere soon? Not with these guys, but with The Real Save?
The Real Save.
Or did these
Wait,
guys
come
play
out? Talk about us first.
So actually, June 9th. I actually will be playing with these cats. I guess we're going to call them the Imaginary Friends. June 9th for a Deutschtown event at Market Square.
Oh, that's the we were just talking about
yeah,
that the
exactly.
benefit
yeah.
with Cody.
Yeah.
And Ben, those, I
yeah.
would imagine.
Yeah, for Ben, you, all those schmucks. So yeah. It'll be a great time. That'll be the next show.
So that's June 9th.
June 9th, Market Square.
From 5 to 9. We're in there somewhere.
I think we're around 7 o'clock or something.
Just come at 3 in the evening.
Come up 3, get some heat stroke.
Yeah. No, it's the Arts Festival. It'll rain. Uh-huh. Don't worry.
Right. Always. And then we played last week over at for the Lawrenceville Art Crawl. That new one that they did last weekend.
So if you guys, as you're listening, if you want to catch these guys last week.
They were.
We're talking about that. Yeah.
No, we can do your resume. That's okay. That's all good.
Terrible.
That's all good.
If you want to catch us, you'll see us.
Yeah. No, it's all right. We can get it. There's time machines out there.
They are.
Yeah.
They want to tell us.
We frequently are thinking about that. Yeah. June 9th is the next one.
Next one, Market Square downtown. Yeah, it'll be a good time. After that, I don't know. I'll have to check my calendar, boss. I can't recall.
That's okay. I think we got time for 3 more, probably. Do you know what you want to do next?
Yeah, we're going to do another one that I wrote about a week ago called We Were Together, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Before the Lawrenceville gig that's coming up.
Yeah. I don't think I didn't do it for that one.
No, we didn't.
I got scared. I tried recording, and I was like, I don't have confidence in it yet. Starts with a view, then just 2. You laugh at my joke, then I bum a smoke. And I knew we were together. I knew that we were together. See, it's easy to define when you have that peace of mind. Yeah, and I do. I knew that we were together. I knew that we were together. I knew that we were together. So wrong in the way, left to my right, first day of May, staying all night. And I knew that we were together. I knew that we were together. See, it's easy to define when you have that peace of mind. Yeah, and I do. I knew that we were together. I knew that we were together. Yeah, I knew that we were together. Oh, barely in time, just our luck, girl. Let's get in line. Walk muscle trucks, and I knew we were together. I knew that we were together. See, it's easy to define when you have that peace of mind. Yeah, and I do. I do that we were together. I knew that we were together. Oh, I knew.
we were together. I knew we were together. I knew.
Devin Moses and his invisible friends. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, totally.
Devin Moses and the Ifs. You know, IF for invisible friend.
I just need to contact you. Yeah, that's better. It's obscure. No one knows, I think. See, the Saved, people think either I'm a religious band or I'm being satirical. So either way, it offends people. But I like the Ifs. That's a good one.
Gosh, I didn't think satire and religion.
I like offending people.
Offends, but you combine Moses and Saved, and it's an interesting.
Yeah. Perhaps your dad's from the projects and your mom's a born again Christian. You get a middle name like Moses.
Yeah, and your mom's probably very proud of you.
I'm her favorite. Don't tell my brother I said
now
that.
What does your dad do that you said?
My dad was from a place called Sinclair Village, which is no longer around. He was an electrical engineer for Westinghouse for a very long time.
Yeah, I remember Sinclair Village. Did he work out in Churchill where did he work?
There was a place near Newstanton, actually. So my man would drive south on 279 or whatever.
Wow.
And head down there, yeah. But, engineer, right? You know, so he digged it. He couldn't complain. He'd work contract jobs and then go climb mountains in Nepal. You know what I mean? For the Pittsburgh Explorers Club. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Yes, I have.
Those dudes back in the 70s that like to jump off the U.S. Steel Building and parachute,
actually, right? My dad did that. He was part of the Explorers Club.
So he knew Ivan Jarek then as well. Ivan Jarek was one of the founding members of the Pittsburgh Explorers
Club.
Probably. Who allegedly had shrunken heads. Allegedly. I'm not saying I saw him, but allegedly.
In his basement or
real
something.
Real Indiana Jones stuff. Yeah. Like back, you know, when you could travel through the airport in the 50s and 60s, especially like late 50s, like, you know, there's not a lot of security.
You could bring back.
Just beat the Nazis. You know, it's fine. You can drink on this plane. But yeah, he would go down the Amazon, man, and just bring back the wildest stuff. And he taught history at, I forget the high school. I want to say Perry, but I can't recall. But he taught my dad history, and that's who inspired him. And that's
interesting.
How he got into the Explorers Club. Yeah.
Wow.
So interesting. Your dad did that as well.
He did. I'm thinking about all sorts of things that you just said, which is good. You've got me thinking. Last time I flew, I was wondering why the no smoking lights exist.
Still to this day,
I'm
right?
old enough to remember when you could smoke on a plane, believe it or not.
Right.
But now, I mean, why do they have them? No fumar or no smoking?
Because someone's ready to pay the money to smoke on the plane. If you can pay it right, you can smoke still.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
It's like, right. It's a metal tube. Isn't that adorable?
Yes.
Yeah, they had the smoking section, right?
Right.
Like, oh, no. But these people are like 80 feet back, so your infant will not be inhaling the smoke
exactly. Exactly. There's no difference whatsoever.
Yeah, no. We checked it. It's safe. The government told us it's fine.
But I mean, why? Do you think of all the electricity wasted keeping those no smoking signs lit on planes? And, you know, just paint it in day-glow red. Or orange, it's always on all the time. I mean, or maybe there are other situations where you can smoke. Maybe
that's what I'm thinking. Some millionaire comes on the plane, he's like, he talks to the pilot, he's like, listen, how much?
How much to turn off the no smoking?
I'm trying to get this cancer stick in my mouth.
His own flight?
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't be flying.
I'm going to need you to stop ripping apart my hypothesis, all right?
Hey, man, I'm sorry that you can't do math today,
I need you to support my theories, all right?
Oh. Devin Moses is here along with the Ifs, and he's getting. Can you reach that?
There you go, bud.
Looks like he's gonna add a little harp to his next song, or at least, or the very rare musician that plays with a harmonica holster around his neck, but no harmonica in it.
It just looks like dental wear.
Yeah.
It's basically the hottest thing you can do is pull one of these on. Yeah. I think like the guy, whoever invented this harmonica holder, hates harmonica players, right? Because he's just like, it looks like dental wear.
Yeah.
It's like, no one took me to the dance this week.
You know everybody what I mean? Like, had those, you know, a lot of people still do, but I remember my brother getting one in the late 60s because everybody wanted to do the Bob Dylan thing.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm trying to think of like some other like, you know, folk star that like really rocked that. But every time you just go back to Dylan.
Go back to Dylan.
With the E harmonica, right?
Yeah. So I wonder what Devin's going to do next.
All right. So we're going to play a song called Sun Is Out. And Sun Is Out is that song that we got some love from Sound Scene Express. Great people over there, Randy and all them. Great supporters of the local scene in Pittsburgh.
Oh, and The Washboard has come out. I'm so glad. This is good. This marks the third consecutive week in a row
that we've had a washboard.
Sick. Yeah, that we've had a washboard. You got that. Third consecutive week in a row straight.
That's right. Wow. That's pretty wild.
That we've had a washboard. Being played with Dimes. Is that okay if I say that?
Yeah, you could say that. I like Dimes. Who doesn't like Dimes?
Yeah, they're being played with Dimes.
Oh, I like the Dime.
Yeah,
I like specifically.
I like
the only
dime,
thing we're
dude.
Missing is the gut.
You don't have any. You don't have any thimbles, so it's thimbles. The Dimes playing it. So, this is called Sunshine.
Sun is out.
Sun is out.
Sun is out.
Sun is out.
Yeah. We put on our self-titled EP. That we released last summer. It got some great local love, and we've been having a lot of fun with it. So this one's called Sun Is Out.
Running with my blindfold, and I'm going upstairs, and I can't see where I'm looking, cause I'm looking nowhere, and I can't even find a place to hide. Man, everybody is out, and I'm stuck inside, singing no. Sun is out. So I gather my stuff and I go to the store. But they got nothing for me, cause they got it no more. And the policeman just thinks it'll be alright to throw me some shade. But hey, I don't mind singing, no. Sun is out. Nation, my fields can't fade, my office station. I can't stop wanting the one thing I want. I'm absorbed by myself, cascading and flowing, singing, no, oh yeah, the sun is out. So what team are you on, man? What's your reaction? Don't you constantly enjoy, yeah, the constant distraction? Maybe you're so busy, yeah, you're missing some action. But don't get me wrong, see, I love satisfaction, yeah, a satisfaction. Cause fact in faith, sad in fact, man, the void is playing my tune, and I'm staring right.
One, two.
Back. So get what you want, love what you need, cause the hardest part of living is just learning to breathe while the more sun shining proud, so I shoot off the TV, cause it talks too loud, singing no, oh yeah, the sun is out. Singing no, the sun is out.
Devin Moses and his friends, imaginary, sounded good. Somebody said another band name could be the Washboard Redundancy.
Oh, the Washboard Redundancy.
The Washboard Redundancy.
I take that as a slight. Ask them their name.
I think he meant it in a very nice way.
I'm gonna insult you, but in the most respectful way.
Yes, exactly.
I don't like big words. If you're gonna insult me, swear.
I said no offense. I mean, I feel like I can say whatever I want.
So there's an expression in the UK that I never knew about, but there's, you know, the show The Office. That was a sitcom. There's a British version
Ricky
of The
Gervais.
Office.
Yeah,
with Ricky Gervais. And when somebody is laid off or fired, laid off is a euphemism to begin with. with. But when somebody is fired, they say, I've been made redundant, is the British version of that. At least that's how the sitcom would have you believe. I assume it's legitimate. I kind of like that. I've been made redundant. You know, that is a lot better than saying...
The problem is you were redundant before, and that's why you got fired.
Yeah.
The problem is Americans don't know what redundant means. That's the problem.
That's an interesting...
I would love to use it, but my friends don't know what it means, unfortunately.
But actually, Dave raises a good point. It's not that you've been made redundant. You were... deemed to be redundant, exactly. And once you leave, should not be imaginary.
He teaches philosophy at CCAC on the weekends.
That's not true. Or I teach philosophy in my basement 5 days a week.
Or is it true?
Or is it true? What is truth, Dave? Why don't you tell us?
That word
imaginary. Right now, bro. Okay, we've got one more. Yeah. You're in the air and on the air and throughout the air. Thank you guys for being
Absolutely.
Here. I hope
Thanks
you'll
for
look
me.
For Devin Moses, June 9th, a benefit for the Deutschtown Music Festival, Market Square, sometime after 5. They'll be there.
Be around then. Come say hi.
And what do you want to finish up with?
Oh, we're going to do a little cover. It's a favorite of mine.
He's going to do it. He's going to do
it. It's going to be that Janis Joplin cover.
He's going to pray. He's going to pray on the radio.
It's going to be the Mercedes-Benz one. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Won't you buy me? It's cool. You'll jam it out, Dave. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, your mom would appreciate this, right?
Like
you're ending with a prayer.
Yeah, ending with a prayer, and it's from their generation of music. So, you know,
perfect.
A couple of baby boomers. So it makes
this
sense.
This is for Devin's mom.
Yeah, sure.
Was your mom accepting a Janis Joplin?
Probably not. No, and well, back in the day, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think she would be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Great tangent, though.
Thank you, all of you, for being here today. It was
thanks, John Bentley, for having us, for telling me about it.
Yeah. Devin, nice. Dave, Sam, Jordan, here they are again.
My friends all drive Porsches, man, I must make amends. And I worked all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? And oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Said I'm counting on you, Lord, man, it's trying to find me. Said I my friends all die. shoes, man, I must